Tonight we have a very special guest, and she will be talking to and telling us about what needs to be improved, as well as what exists in the world of sexuality.
Hello, welcome to Cooking with Cleavage. Okay, this is not false advertising. We are cooking with Cleavage. How are you guys? Glad to have you guys back on board. I'm going to make a Peruvian-ish fusion. You know, it's one of my experiments. You know, it's funny. Every time I go to the whole getting fit and losing weight type deal, you know what happens? I lose the titty mass. Why can't I just lose weight where I wanted to? I bet you can do that. I bet you, because the mind is an unexplored territory, right? And maybe if I just, you know, it's just like the law of attraction thing, right? Think about it. Okay, so that which you focus on, you get more of. And that's, actually, I've proved that to myself. I'm not sure if it's scientifically proven. So, what if I just focus belly? And I'd be like, in my, like, you can't see my feet. Anyways, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on the belly, and then I'm going to focus on large, big breasts. Okay, so let's get to the cooking part. We've already focused on my cleavage. Now we must cook. Look. So I'm defrosting, as you guys can see, if you guys look, I'm defrosting the cod. Am I right here? Okay, I'm defrosting the cod in milk. You want to defrost seafood quick, you do it in milk. Okay, I didn't prepare earlier because this place is kind of messy. And I went on a crazy girl cleaning thing that I do. It's weird because I got issues. But guess what? I don't give in to my issues. Like, I had a fear of heights, and I got a friend who lives, like, on the third floor of this open space. You know what I do? I drag myself on the wall and I go visit her. Why? Because I'm not going to let my inner demons or my inner phobias dominate me. Okay, so today we're going to make a crunchy hot cod with a mango lemon pepper sauce. Ooh. Just thinking about that makes my mouth water. And it makes me a little British. Water. Oh no, wait, not water. Because every time they say it, and A, they say America. They always say cur something. Cur. I don't know where the R comes in from the end. That's what they do. And that's what I said. Okay. So, guess who's here? He's been emancipated, by the way. I was told by the sheriff's office that slavery is no longer acceptable. And I said, why? And they said, because they're coming to get you. And I said, I'm not a slave master. And they said, we saw you on TV, in the internet site. I don't even know what to call it anymore. It's TV to me. But it's not to other people from our little generation. Anyway, did you wash your hands and stop playing with invisible girls' titties?
Yes, I did.
You did? Get your ass out of here. Put this there. Put the cod in the pan.
What's the magic word?
I don't have to say please.
I'm emancipated. Yes, you do.
Can you take... Now I'm a goddess, damn it.
I'm still emancipated.
I know, but not in my goddess world. In my goddess world, since I'm goddess, I get to tell everybody what to do.
The magic word is please.
Don't be telling me what to do. I'm a god. Goddesses in the goddess world, emancipation and slavery does not count because I'm a goddess and I'm like godlike. And I don't need to listen to y'all because I'm all knowing and I'm all be served and stuff. And I just cook for you guys because I feel like it. And it's my thing to do. It's like, it's not like I have to do it. It's like I choose to do it because, you know, like I'm like the creator of everything. And I don't have to say please or anything. I mean, unless I want to. You know, just because there's emancipation of slavery and all this other stuff does not mean that the goddess has to go follow the rules of the road and all that. That's very nicely done. You may move the bowl. Okay, so we want our cod to look like this and we're going to sprinkle it. Can you? There is no bouillon. Isn't it interesting that we're just here watching this?
I just go up here, jump out of
it. Right?
Boom!
Boom! Here I am! Here I am! We're waiting for it to jump out. I think lemon pepper is in here. So we're gonna, we changed our plants since I forgot to buy some bouillon. We're gonna go ahead and sprinkle. Just lightly sprinkle with a little salt and pepper. Salt and pepper. Oh, push it. Push it good. Wait. I'm going to gyrate with my breasts. With my cleavage, I mean. We can't say breast. Push it. Push it good. Oh, push it. Oh, push it good. I'm not funny, am I? It's going to be a boring show, but it doesn't matter. Let's just go. When you don't see, when you first you don't succeed, what do? You try again. How about let's just use some black pepper? We're going to use some black pepper. Let's use pepper. Look at what I found here, mister. What does that say?
Garlic and pepper.
Come here. This is why the emancipation of consenting slavery should not be abolished. This is a good reason, because they can't think for themselves. What's this? What does this look like? What does it say on the label? What did he say he couldn't find?
Bouillon.
Nobody asked you. You another one. Nobody told you to say bouillon. I said garlic pepper, and you're talking about bouillon.
You said lemon pepper.
I said whatever I want to say. I'm a goddess. quiet. And then I'm going to show you guys what I'm going to do with this. I'm going to make yuca, fried yuca, with garlic fried yuca. That's with, I'm going to powder it down with some salt and garlic powder. And then I'm going to fry them. These yucas are so good. But I'm going to fry them in a saucepan. And it's going to be a lot of oil. And it's going to be little by little. Let me see. Where's the biggest saucepan? That one? This one?
This one.
Yeah.
This one.
Yes. And we're going to put it like, we're going to fill a quarter of it with oil. And make sure the oil is really, really hot. Because yuca cooks up really fast. And the hotter the oil, the crunchier it is, and the less time is the yuca submerged in the oil, so it's not going to take up a bunch of oil. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to open it up, and you're going to season it with some. Can you get 2 bags on the side of the fridge? One for the yuca. And one for the pear. You can get yuca at most either African stores under cassava, or you can get them at Mexican store under yuca. You can get them frozen, or you can get them actually any place if you want to. Dealing with yuca raw is a little challenging because the skin of the yuca, it's really hard to come off the yuca, and I don't know how to do it any other way. My mom does it that way, you know, straight from the root. I'm gonna buy them at the store. Okay, and then we're gonna separate them like this. There we go. Look at that, cutting them in half. Look at that, they got their legs wide open. Look at that. Ooh, I love you. What you say? What you, ooh. Oh, yeah, baby. What you say? We're gonna have them all. They're gonna be some, this gonna be slutty yuca a la garlic. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What you talking about?
Hey, let me get it in, baby. Oh. Let me get it in, yeah, baby.
Oh. Oh, me so honey, me love you long time. Okay, these, they're asexual. They don't do nothing. But you know what? These yucas, the ones that are actually fornicating, those, do we have a close-up on this? We didn't catch any of that, did we? Okay. Okay, so, oh! Oh, okay, when you do that to your yuca, you know what happens? Your yuca comes out tasting a little bit spicier and a little bit happier. These are the not so happy yuca right here. Okay, you feed these to your other friends. Did you put oil in there?
No, we didn't.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, and we want to use also some palm oil, a little bit of palm oil, and a lot of... Where is the other oil? It's in the other cabinet right there. Please. We want the canola. Okay. It's on the corner. On the corner! We're getting my... I get my oil from the corner. It's on the corner. Yeah, baby. Come in. Bring me that corner oil. Look at that. We're gonna have smoky ass house. Now, the reason I added a little bit of palm oil in there is for health reasons. I think it's very healthy. Okay, so remember, make sure that your yuca has a lot of fun prior to its cooking. There we go. Yeah, we're going to season it. But we're going to add, but that's why I wanted you to get the bag, because we're going to add some garlic powder. Alright, here's the garlic powder. What we want to do is get a bag You know, sometimes brown bags work better, but we'll do the plastic bag. And add the garlic powder. Okay, show the camera. Oh wait, we have this one. Oh yeah, show the camera what we're doing. So we're gonna add at least like a half a cup of garlic powder, some bouillon, in this case, just a little bit of salt. All right, and then we're gonna add all the fresh blood.
No black pepper?
No black pepper. Yuca into it and go ahead and shake it up. Very good. Then we're gonna need another bag for this flour, cornmeal, Creole seasoning, and what else was put in there? Lemon pepper and that. Let's see how we're doing there. Make us some yuca. The preparation time for this is 20 minutes actually. And what we want to do, go ahead and add that yuca to that hot oil. And we're gonna prepare another pan for the fish. There you go. Okay, add just to fill the bottom, don't add too many. Like, don't do it like French fries. Yeah, leave it in there. All right, so now let's get another bag. We're gonna go ahead and dump the, that this way you're guaranteed that, and we'll add more if we need it. This way you're guaranteed if the fish is completely, do one at a time. And then set it beside the yuca. All right, wait, that's not completely. You want to make sure that it's completely covered. We'll put this here. Or put it on wax paper. So go ahead. This is the vegetables we're gonna use. They're frozen vegetables. You can use fresh ones if you want. I'm gonna use the frozen vegetables. What I'm going to do with the frozen vegetables is just go ahead and add any kind of spice I like, or just make them plain with a little bit of butter and maybe even some rice if that's what you want. But right now we're just gonna do the vegetables, the yuca, and the fish.
How's the yuca looking?
Oh, I can't wait to show them.
It's crunchy now.
Okay, wait, let's put it on. We're gonna put it on paper, plate, so that it absorbs the oil. Let me see. You know how, let me show you how yuca is done before you do any of that. Okay, it's okay to like flip them with these, what do you call these?
Tongs.
Tongs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tongs. It's okay to do that.
Not thongs. I like the something you put thongs. T-O-N-G-S.
Okay, well don't take off your thongs and try to take out the yuca because you'll burn your fingers. That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, thongs? Okay, why is he calling these things thongs? Okay? Do I have to take off my thong and go get the damn yuca? No. You need a fork, not your thong. Right?
Yes.
Right. See? Wait. I'm going to show them how you know if yuca's done or not. So you want to know if your yuca's done? Oops. Put your fork through it. Yep, it's done. Go ahead. And then add some more yuca. And then we'll get started on the vegetable just yet. Still, when they're in your mouth, then they can share each other's fullness. Okay, then we're gonna make the greens and
looks delicious.
You like it?
I like it.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna we were gonna add a mango sauce to it. I'm not sure if we need to do all that. Yeah, well I'm gonna make these with mango. Because this mango needs some love. Make it with mango. So sometimes I just change my mind. All of a sudden, you shouldn't care because I'm experimenting. So I don't want to go through the trials and tribulations of actually making mango sauce. I'll make that for you guys next time. But we're going to mix the vegetables with the mango. See how that works out for us. We may or may not like it. We'll let you know. Let's make this experiment. I'm going to sprinkle it with tahini. And then I'm going to add some... Then I'm going to add some cojita queso. It's going to be delish. Sorry guys, I'm losing the cleavage and I didn't have a cleavage thing to put on, so. It's gonna be more about the cooking today than it is gonna be about the cleavage. Shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. And that's what it's all about.
You do the hokey pokey.
Hokey pokey!
See something sexy?
What does that remind you of?
Not up in here.
What did you ask for? Mango. That's the happiest this mango seed has ever been. My son gave me this.
What would you kind of say?
After the argument the other night, he's like,
was that the case?
He went to the store. Yeah, that was
chaos.
Yeah. He probably went and he said, after that little argument, he's like, I'm going to give my mama this. Bitch. He can't say it right, so he's like, here mom, here's a necklace. That's a smart boy, isn't he? He's like, if I tell her bitch, I'm gonna get my face slapped. But if I give her a necklace that says bitch, I can call her bitch all the time.
Oh yeah.
Here we go. Those are the vegetables, a la tahini and mango. So, I'm serving them in cute little bowls you can get at the dollar store for $1. I'm just going to do these two just for the camera. Oh my God, that actually tastes so good with the mango and the tahini and a bunch of dashes of tahini. May I see that? Okay, so we're going to put, and you can have these yuca with your favorite sauce. If you guys want to use some ranch, you can. If you want to eat them just by themselves, you can. Or you can blend up some sour cream, a piece of mango, some tahini, and some pepper, and you'll have yourself a good time. Okay, there we go. Mm-mm, good. With a wedge of lemon, which I'm going to do right now. Cooking with cleavage. Cooking with cleavage. And don't forget the mythological, historical, and stupological. Today it was all stupological and not as quite as funny. And as far as mythological and historical, I'm going to put something historical up right now.
On September of 1791, František Kocsvára died, an accomplished man of only 41. A notable Czech composer famous for his sonata The Battle of Prague. Standing trial for murder at the Old Bailey. Susanna Hill was a sex worker and Kocsvára was a client. On the 2nd of September, they had dinner and drinks together. Then she took him back to her room. Kocsvára had a special request. He asked her to hang him from her door for 5 minutes, because this gave him immense pleasure. Then let him loose. She did. Then he died. She stood trial for this, but was set free by the judge.
What you doing, boy?
I'm making a cake for my homeless friend.
Kiara Nation Studios.